In today's Hot Plasmids podcast, you'll learn all about B-subtilis knockout and knockdown libraries, transcription factor fusions for stem cell reprogramming, a protein involved in telomere regulation, and a new plant genome engineering kit. Bacillus subtilis libraries. The Gross Lab at UCSF recently deposited two Bacillus subtilis libraries with AdGene, the Bacillus subtilis single gene deletion library, and the CRISPR-I essential gene knockdown library. Although B. subtilis is considered the most studied gram-positive bacterium, many of its genes are poorly characterized. The Gross Lab hopes these libraries will be used to advance our collective understanding of B. subtilis gene functions and interactions. The single gene deletion library is derived from the B. subtilis 168 strain and contains knockouts for all 3,984 genes identified as non-essential. The knockouts replace entire protein coding regions with a kanamycin resistance cassette and were carefully designed to allow for easy removal of the resistance cassette via Cre recombination. Each knockout includes unique barcodes and universal priming sites to ensure the collection is compatible with high-throughput approaches. Since creating a knockout is not a feasible method for studying the phenotype of an essential gene, the CRISPR-I essential gene knockdown library was constructed to allow for systematic examination of essential genes in vivo. Utilizing CRISPR interference technology, the arrayed knockdown library targets 289 genes identified or proposed to be essential in B. subtilis 168. Transcription factor fusions for iPSC reprogramming. The Potashny Lab was the first to demonstrate that structurally defined domains can be swapped onto other proteins to confer functionality. In recent work, they used this now classic technique to elucidate the mechanism by which SOX2 acts to reprogram human fibroblasts into induced pluripotent stem cells. By replacing wild-type SOX2 with either a SOX2 VP16 strong activator or SOX2 HP1 strong repressor fusion protein, the authors show that the VP16 transcription activation domain fusion increases the efficiency of iPSC reprogramming, while the HP1 fusion eliminates reprogramming. These results argue that transcription activation by SOX2 leads to its reprogramming effects. Plasmids from the paper are available at AdGene and include a variety of c-MYC, KLF4, SOX2, and OCT4 DNA binding domain and transcription activation domain fusion constructs. This is the first deposit from the Potashny Lab, and we hope to see many more of their useful reagents shared via AdGene. Regulation of telomere length with TZAP. Maintaining telomere length is important for cellular function and genomic stability, as telomere shortening leads to premature aging and cancer. The Denchi Lab investigated an aspect of telomere length regulation called telomere trimming and have proposed a role for TZAP, a Krupel-like zinc finger protein, in regulating the upper bound of telomere length. Telomere trimming can be assayed by looking for the production of extrachromosomal telomeric DNA, which accumulates when secondary telomeric structures, called T-loops, are deleted. Reduction in TZAP levels showed increased telomere elongation and a reduction in extrachromosomal telomeric DNA production. Overexpression of TZAP, on the other hand, reduced telomere length and increased the production of extrachromosomal telomeric DNA. Further work by the Denchi Lab revealed that TZAP directly binds to telomeres. The plasmids used in this article have been deposited with AdGene and include a variety of epitope-tagged TZAP constructs and gRNAs used for TZAP editing. Multiplexable Plant Genome Engineering Toolkit. The Voitis Lab at the University of Minnesota recently deposited a comprehensive set of plasmids that can be used for either TALEN or CRISPR-based genome engineering across a variety of plant species. This toolkit includes TALEN and CRISPR nucleases, nicases, and gene activation systems, as well as Cis4, tRNA, and ribozyme systems for multiplex gRNA expression. Expression of toolkit components can be controlled by a variety of promoters for versatile and robust engineering. These components are provided in Golden Gate-compatible backbones that can be combined with your gRNA and repair templates of choice through modular cloning steps. The Voitis Lab plans to update the toolkit frequently and has developed a website linked to on our Hot Plasmid page to aid in plasmid design and construction. We look forward to the many plant studies that are sure to be enabled by this toolkit. For more hot plasmids, check out our hot plasmids webpage on agene.org, visit the Agene blog, and subscribe to the Agene podcast. Agene, a better way to share science.